So let's review. The Gemara earlier listed the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, seven mitzvahs for non-Jews. However, regarding their punishment, the Gemara cites a machlokes. Amri debei Rav, al arba mitzvahs ben Noach nerg. A non-Jew is executed for only four of these transgressions. Al gila arayis, for illicit relationships. Val shvichas damim, for murder. Val birchas Hashem, for blasphemy. And val vavoid dazara, for idol worship. However, Tamidi de Rav Amri al Sheva Mitzvahs ben Noach Nerek. Non-Jews are executed for all seven commandments, the four listed earlier, and Dinin, civil law, Gezel, theft, and Eved Menachai, eating a limb taken from a living animal. The Gemara cites a related brisa, Shvichas Damim, regarding murder, Kuti b'kuti b'kuti b'Yisrael Chayiv, Yisrael b'kuti pata. A non-Jew is liable for killing a non-Jew or a Jew, while a Jew is exempt for killing a non-Jew. Similarly, al gezel ganav v'gazel v'chein yefas tayir v'chein kayetz behen, for theft, robbery, taking a married woman in battle, or any similar form of theft, kuti b'kuti b'kuti b'Yisrael aser. A non-Jew is forbidden to steal from a non-Jew or a Jew, but Yisrael b'kuti mutter, a Jew is permitted to steal from a non-Jew, because as Rashi explains, le'sashik esriyech except the pasuk only forbids robbing a Jew. However, midrabanan ikalaman de asim shem chilashem. The Rabbanan forbade this due to the possible chilashem. The Gemara explains the difference in terminology. Reisha tani chayiv upatr, sefer tani asar umutr. In the Reisha regarding murder, we use the terms chayiv upatr, liable and exempt, because we cannot use the terms asar umutr, forbidden and permitted, because another brisa rules kuti v'roye behema daka le'malam le'meridin. One may not actively assist in killing non-Jews or a shepherd of small animals who usually steals from the public, but should not actively save them from danger. Thus, a Jew is not mutter, not permitted to kill a non-Jew, but is merely pater, exempt. Therefore, we also use this terminology regarding a non-Jew who kills, that is chayiv, liable. However, in the Seifa, tani asur mutter, in the Seifa regarding theft, we use the terms asur mutter, forbidden and permitted, because a Jew is indeed mutter, permitted to steal from a non-Jew, minatayr. Therefore, we also use the term asur, that a non-Jew is forbidden to steal, even though he is also chayiv, liable to the death penalty for stealing. The Gemara now explains the Brisa's reference to kayetze ben, similar forms of transgressions. Kayetze by begezel refers to kevesh schar sacher. Withholding wages is similar to robbery and likewise forbidden. And as Rashi explains, gezel hava ele b'chaytiv davar miyad chaveri. Actual robbery consists of actively taking another person's possessions. Rashi also adds, kayetze by beganav lemeshkachasla. There is no case of a prohibition that merely resembles theft, but is forbidden. It's either geneva or not. Kayetze by b'yifas toyer refers to ben noich sheyichad shivcha la'avdoi uvo'o la'o neregala. A non-Jew is liable for taking a maidservant who was designated for a certain slave, even though she's not truly a married woman. In this case too, the brisa rules, kuti b'kuti b'kuti b'Yisrael aser, Yisrael b'kuti mutter. A non-Jew is forbidden to take another's wife, whether from a non-Jew or a Jew, while a Jew is permitted to take a non-Jew's wife during battle. However, the Gemara explains, kayetze by d'shvichas damim lo'y tanya. The Brisa does not mention a transgression that is similar to murder because there is no such case. Is either murder or not? However, the Gemara adds, Imishkachas de Tanya Rabbi Yonasan ben Shalhi. If we find the Brisa that does mention such a case, it refers to Rabbi Yonasan ben Shal, who ruled the Reidevacha Chaver Laharga b'yochal atzil b'echmevar v'loy hitzel nergalov. If someone was being pursued by a killer and he turned on his attacker and killed him, if he could have saved himself by merely maiming him, he's liable for his murder. However, as Rashi cites, Av Rabbanan pli gilev army hetru gamahu b'leka kayetzibay. The Rabban hold this is permitted and in no way resembles murder. The Gemara contrasts the judicial procedures for Jews and non-Jews. The procedure for sentencing a non-Jew to death is generally more lenient than for a Jew, namely ben noich nerig b'dayin echad u'be'ed echad. We only require a single judge and a single witness, shaloi basra, it's not required for him to be warned beforehand. Additionally, mipi ish v'le mipi isha v'afilu karv. Only a man can testify, not a woman, however a relative can testify or serve as judge. Reb Shmuel adds another difference, af alu ubarn. They're liable for killing a fetus, as the pasuk says, sheitach dama adam medamen, ba'adam dama yishafich. And we expound, ezu adam shuhu ba'adam, ze uber shebe'me'imai. The expression adam be'adam, a person within a person, refers to a fetus. However, Rashi explains, b'yisrael at sheyotz la'avar ha'ilam. A Jew is only liable for murder of a child once it is born. However, the Tanakhama interprets this pasuk differently. Shadi lehai ba'adam asefi dekra ba'adam dami yishafich. He reads the word ba'adam with the end of the pasuk and expounds, Ezehu shvichas dam shal adam shu begufish shal adam zechenek. We execute him in his person, referring to the method of strangulation in which we do not spill his blood. Therefore, we rule kol misa amur levnei noyach ene elechenek. Non-Jews are only executed by strangulation. However, the Rabban hold kol misa ben noyach ene elesayef. Non-Jews are only executed by beheading. The Gemara next elaborates on Gila Arayis, unions forbidden to non-Jews. The Gemara in Daf Nun Vav expounded the pasuk Lamer Zu Gila Arayis. Non-Jews are forbidden to certain relatives. However, the Gemara brings a brisa that cites another pasuk as a source. Ish al kol she'ir b'sari, forbidding Jews to certain relatives, and we expound ish, matam elema ish, rabbis esakutim shemusaran al arayis ki Yisrael. The extra expression ish includes non-Jews in the prohibition of Gila Arayis. The Gemara explains, hasam b'arayis did hu, hacha b'arayis did dan. The first pasuk forbids them to take a married non-Jewish woman. This pasuk forbids them to take a married Jewish woman. The Brisa concludes, Baal Arayis Yisrael Nidun Bedine Yisrael. When transgressing a prohibition shared by Jews, i.e. a Jewish married woman, they are judged by Jewish law. And the Gemara explains, La'edah ve'edah Masra Migra Gara. Regarding laws such as the number of judges, witnesses, and warning, certainly we do not judge them more leniently when they take a Jewish woman. Rather, L'naira HaMayrasa, this refers to taking a betrothed woman. And the Gemara explains, L'didhu leslahu, b'danina lahu b'dina didan. They are not forbidden against taking a betrothed non-Jewish woman. Therefore, if they take a betrothed Jewish woman, they're sentenced according to Jewish law as a brisa rules, Baal Naira HaMayrasa nidun b'skila. A non-Jew who takes a betrothed Jewish woman is stoned, as in the case of a Jewish man who is mezana with a Naira HaMayrasa. Furthermore, Baal Eishes Ish, Nichnas Alechuba V'lei Nivala Nidun Mechanek. If a non-Jew takes a married Jewish woman who had not yet lived with her husband, he is sentenced to strangulation according to Jewish law. However, Eishes Ish, Bedina Dedu Danin Lehu. If they take a married woman, they are judged according to their laws, and therefore Ba'ulas Baal Nidun Mesayef. If a non-Jew takes a fully married woman, for which he is liable according to their laws as well, he is sentenced to beheading, the usual punishment for non-Jews. As opposed to a Jewish man who is mezana with a married Eishes Ish, who would be sentenced to chenek strangulation. Which part did I do? Oh, this part.